You hear that? We're going to find out who's right.
Hello.
Tonight. Hi, how you doing?
I am great. How are you?
I'm doing just wonderful.
Why didn't you tell me? I moved my camera and shit. It looks like I'm a fucking midget. Why didn't you tell me I was out of fucking frame?
I just noticed as the song was playing.
Fuck.
You might want to adjust your camera, Shorty. Just stand up straighter. I think you should do the whole show standing up.
What kind of fucking teammate are you that you couldn't sit here and tell me that I'm out of fucking frame?
I told you I just noticed while the song was playing. Hold on, I'll give you a second. Adjust your camera. Everybody, you'll wait.
Fucker. All right. God, you pissed me off.
Your camera's off and it's my fault.
Yeah, when you have something fucked up, I have the decency to fucking tell you.
Is that what we're calling it now? When you're fucked up, I have the decency to tell you. See, you're a good person and I'm a bad person. Oh, I love this.
God, you're a fucking asshole.
Well, I mean, yes.
Motherfucker, not...
What?
Fuck! It's so fucking distracting.
What?
I need a fucking phone book or something to sit on.
Just reach up with your little hand and adjust the fucking camera. Oh, shit. Oh, Doug's off screen. Doug left. So it's just me doing the show now. You guys are screwed.
Is that better?
You put me on the wrong side.
Fuck!
This is so amazing.
All right.
Oh, there. All right. Ready? Go ahead and start the music. We're ready to start the show, right?
I'm not doing that again. I'm over this shit.
That'd be like the third week in a row.
Okay. So, what are we talking about this
week? I don't know. We got everything all fucked up now.
Fuck. So it's nice to be back anyway. It was nice having a week off.
Yeah, it was a hell of a vacation, if you want to call it a vacation.
You know, so we take the week off from recording and then we end up fucking recording.
Yeah. It's like, I feel like we recorded more.
Well, so I guess I don't even know if it's on the site yet, but so we recorded the second of three episodes to the Beastie Boys trilogy.
Yes. Well, hopefully we can get it in three, but yes. So we'll be editing that and putting it up on the site. I know you guys really liked our first Beastie Boys episode that we did, so we decided to do another one. There's a lot to tell with the history of the Beastie Boys.
Yeah, because, you know, with Beastie...
and boys,
it's a hell of a combination,
right?
Fuck. So you know the shitty thing about having patrons, is they leave.
is that right?
Well, you know, because outside of the show, we talk a lot about, you know, at the there's that billing cycle,
yeah,
and it's a combination of people being tired of us, so they quit.
Right.
And then people don't bill correctly or whatever the fuck happens, but
yeah,
people think they're signed up and it just drops.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not uncommon to lose 20% of your subscribers, first of the month.
Yeah. Every month.
And then by the fifth of the month, when Patreon pays out, they've crept back.
Yep.
And you don't get notified that anybody has dropped off or left. So if you're like me, you are just watching that number constantly. So much so that I send Anthony screenshots like, looks like we dropped whatever, 40 people. Wake up, we dropped 44.
We dropped another one. And then it all levels out and everything is okay in the end.
I have to assume that on your end, you're like, why are you telling me? Like, because I'm trying to ruin your day. I want you to wake up and the first thing you see is people don't like us anymore.
But I heard they already don't like me. I go to sleep with that thought.
But people don't like you enough to not pay you anymore.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, yeah, it sucks, but it's like, I know now that we've been through it enough times, I know how it works. You know what I mean? They'll come back, or they won't, you know. Just, I'm more concerned with, we've got an hour to record tonight. Are you going to laugh or not? Come on, laugh. That's all I'm concerned with.
So I think the most interesting story that came out of this week's billing cycle is the patron that dropped because his wife said that we are too dark.
Isn't that awesome?
And Matt, oh, I got something else to tell you. This, okay, so
breaking news.
It is. It's beep 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 beep.
All right.
Okay, so I want to finish my thought about that. All right. So, what have we said or done that you would think that a wife would stop a grown man from listening to us?
I don't know. I tell people to get a divorce from their wife all the time, don't I? I don't know. I don't think anything we've ever said is all that offensive, is it?
Okay, so I guess we'll just leave it at that and move on to the next thing.
What? Did you have something in mind that so we had said?
Do you remember the, so we had that conversation about the Covina massacre.
Yeah.
Then the guy left a comment.
Yeah.
You know, like, you guys went too far or whatever it was.
Yeah, yeah.
I replied to his comment and said, in all fairness to us, he was wearing a Santa Claus outfit. And he replied back to that, something, 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 just for full transparency, I was friends with the family.
Oh. Hmm. What the fuck? How do you respond to that?
I asked him to come on the show.
Did you really?
Yes.
Oh, what did he say?
I haven't heard back from him yet, but I want to find out, like, from his point of view, I think it'd be an interesting conversation. You know, you got two fucking dipshits on the internet talking about your friends that got killed by Santa Claus. I want to know how that made him feel.
I think you know how it made him feel. What are the chances that, like, oh, fuck, we just picked a story at random, the Covina massacre, and then somebody's like, yeah, I knew those guys. What the fuck are the chances, man?
I would say pretty good.
It's like we struck the lottery. I don't know that I could. That would be crazy. I would feel bad.
Nah. Don't be a pussy. We changed all the kids' ages to over 18.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
All right.
Yeah, I'm back in. Yeah, let's have them on.
All right. So tell me a story.
So yeah. So this crazy thing happened. I very, very rarely do I talk about work or people at work because I'm always afraid they're going to hear it and I'm going to come off like a fucking asshole. But this one is, I don't even care. So it got to be late in the day or whatever. And I felt like a stomach rumbling. I got to go take a shit. So this has everything that you want in it. Shitting at work and everything else. Nothing.
Go on.
I'm just monologuing and you're just sitting there.
Yeah, you're telling a story.
There could still be a little bit of interaction.
Oh, fuck.
Oh my God. So I went in the bathroom, take shit. And there, as I walked in, one of my coworkers was standing at the urinal taking a piss. And I walked in the stall behind him and he's like, uh-oh. He made some fucking smart ass comment about, I'm going to stink up the play, whatever the fuck he said, something stupid. So I sit down on the toilet and he finishes pissing, flushes the toilet and he walks out. And right outside of the bathroom is our work area where we build shit, whatever we're doing. And as soon as he walks out, I hear him talking. I assume he's talking to somebody, but I don't hear anybody else talking, just him. And I hear him saying, no, motherfucker, stupid. Why the fuck did he do it like that? And then he said, fucking shit, 6 millimeters. And fucking, what the fuck? And he's just bitching, just saying. And I realized that he's talking to himself, like probably goes on for 3 or 4 minutes, just talking to himself, bitching to himself, basically. And he, next thing I know, he comes back in the bathroom and stands at the urinal and unzips his pants. I hear him unzip his pants. And I'm like, what in the fuck is going on here? And he said, hey, Anthony, is that you? And I'm like, you literally just stepped outside the bathroom and I've been sitting in here for, you know that it's me. So I said, yeah. And he said, and then he continued bitching about the same thing that he was bitching about out there. He didn't ask me a question. He didn't say, I need your help. He just wanted to bitch about this job that he was running, about something shitty that happened. And he couldn't wait till I got out of the bathroom, so much so that he had to pretend to come back in and pee so that he could fucking talk to me while I was shitting. Do you understand how uncomfortable that is?
You should have just opened the door and had him. Yeah, I'm in here.
Yeah, come on in. I just, oh my God. I thought of you because the first thing is.
What the fuck?
No, because for you, you're always talking about how you don't want to shit at work and all. You have a problem shitting at work. And I'm like, God, maybe I shouldn't fucking shit at work. How are you going to come back in the bathroom and pretend to pee so that you can fucking talk to me?
I would have just hopped over on the side of the stall there and just looked down on you and started to finish the conversation.
Jesus Christ, man.
Do I know who it is?
Yeah. I mean, not really well, but you know him. Same guy that when you worked over next door and I pulled up in my car and we were kind of talking and he came out of work and talked to us for 10 minutes and wouldn't shut up. Maybe you don't remember him.
Yeah, okay. I mean, yeah,
for, he's not nope. He's not memorable, I'll tell you that.
Is it Jose?
No, it's not Jose. I think he has enough decency not to fucking talk to me while I'm on the shitter.
So I think this is entirely your fault for shitting at work. There is not a situation that around that you couldn't have held it till you got home, like a normal person.
I think I'm in the majority here. You're in the minority. Most people shit at work.
No, that I know that not to be the case. I polled everybody because I interview people quite a bit in my job. And one of the things I ask them is, do they shit at work? And it's an overwhelming no.
So they're lying. So have you ever been paid to shit?
Yes.
I don't understand the problem then. You realize how amazing that is. Why would you not want to do that every day?
Because it's not very often you find some dude that wants to pay you to shit on him. It's once in a lifetime opportunity.
I didn't say shit on.
He paid me to shit.
We've had this conversation before and I still can't understand your aversion to shitting at work. You're getting paid, literally getting paid to shit. And you're like, nah, that's not for me.
It has nothing to do with that. It has nothing to do with like ethics or anything.
Ethics.
Yeah. Because you're bragging that you're stealing from the company.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. You're bragging that you are getting paid to not work. That's what you're bragging about. I'm okay with it. I don't give a shit. I'm okay.
No. You're misunderstanding me. I didn't brag. When did I brag? I said,
have you ever gotten paid to shit?
Yes. That's brag. That's yes. Bragging.
Yes.
God, you don't know how to brag then.
Weird flex, bro.
Yeah. That's not fucking bragging.
Anyway, whatever. You're misconstruing the opportunity of the point or something.
Oh, now I understand.
What I'm saying is it has nothing to do with the ethics of stealing from your employer, which you are doing. Mm-hmm. It has everything to do with putting your ass in the same place that all them filthy motherfuckers you work with have put their ass.
Willie.
That's my litmus is Willie.
So
you are taking your ass and rubbing it up against Willie's ass, and you're okay with it. You're bragging about it, you fucking homo.
Yeah, a lot of times I'll rub my nuts on the seat before I sit down. I don't understand what the problem is here.
Whatever. Homo.
Oh, God.
You're fucking stealing and you're rubbing dirty dicks.
No. Hold on. How is it stealing?
Because you're not working and you're getting paid. If you punched out to shit, I'm okay with it.
So, okay. So what about the time that it takes me to walk from wherever I'm working to take, is it stealing time to walk there? Because I'm not working when I'm walking to take a shit. Or what if I have to take a piss? Is that stealing too? Where's the line between stealing and not stealing?
What was the question?
Mr. fucking ethics.
What was the question?
I don't remember.
Where's the line?
Yeah, where's the line?
On the other side of wherever I'm at, about whatever it is we're talking about.
All right. Have you seen the new Jane Silent Bob movie?
No. I don't want to watch it.
Why not?
Because it's going to ruin it for me.
I have to agree with you because I did watch it.
Damn it, that fucking sucks. Is it pretty bad?
So pretty bad would be here. It's somewhere down here. It's I have a general rule. It's bendable, whatever. But if you have a movie and you use the words cis white male unironically, I don't like your movie. And
he went full social justice, didn't he?
Yeah.
I'm not even gonna watch it because then it'll just fucking ruin it for me.
It was poorly written, very, very poorly acted, and it was like it was just cobbled together. It was just not
all right. Good. Move on. I don't want to talk about this anymore.
What? I do.
No, you're ruining it.
Only because I was so disappointed. I went out and I bought the Blu-ray because I was like, this is going to be great. He made this movie for his fans. I fucking love Jane Silent Bob. This is great. And I got home, me and my wife were sitting there watching it, and it was just, it's sad, and it's like,
is it cringeworthy?
Yes. Like, yeah. It wasn't like, it was like he tried to make the characters grown up. Like, there was several scenes where you could tell that it was like he was trying to elicit like tears, you know what I mean? Like, it was so emotional, and it's like it's Jay and Silent Bob, man, just tell me some dick and fart jokes. I don't want to hear about this relationships. And I mean, it
okay
was like,
so what does that do to us?
What does it do?
Yes, you and I. Mm-hmm. So whether you know it or not, I've said it several times. Mm-hmm. If it wasn't for Kevin Smith doing Jay and Silent Bob Get Old podcast, mm-hmm, we wouldn't have a podcast.
Agreed.
Okay. So now that we are in this position, I'm looking at a whole wall here of I've got Jay and Silent Bob memorabilia everywhere.
Sure.
I've got shit back here.
And you won't even watch the movie.
So what does that do to us? If our foundation has mm-hmm crumbled around us, are we just done?
No. I think you're misunderstanding. Those
and we I think we're done and we rebuild it in the eyes of a better movie.
Hmm. Like what? Revenge of the Nerds? What movie are we thinking here? did that catch you off guard or what?
Top Gun.
Never seen it.
Well, you're going to need to take your shirt off and learn how to play volleyball if we're going to be successful at this podcast.
Oh, all right. Is that all it takes? So even though Kevin Smith ruined his legacy, the movie still exists. They still exist, you know.
It's that bad that you're saying now he just ruined his legacy? Is it worse than the Walrus movie, Tusk?
Yes. Because, well, it's worse for me. Because Tusk exists as its own shit, its own piece of garbage. It doesn't destroy anything else. And then Yoga Hosers comes along and exists in its own world where it doesn't destroy anything. And okay, then he comes back with Jay and Silent Bob and destroys that.
If he was still doing the Reboot Roadshow or whatever it's called.
He is.
And he was to show up in your town.
Yeah.
Would you go to it?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So you're still a fan.
I'll never probably pay for anything of his again, but
it's that fucking bad. Fuck.
I think at one point he was an interesting person who did interesting things, and there's still a glimmer of that in there, right? But now I believe ever since he started smoking pot, his cognitive function, just his writing skills went to shit. It's like the pot changed the way that he writes and the way that what he thinks is funny. And he did an interview and he said something like, he was responding to a critic, and one of the critics said that, getting old, you know, he lost his fire or something like that. And he responded with, yes, I got married and I had a kid and I'm happy now. So yes, being happy made me, you know, if it made me a less of an artist, I'm okay with that because I'm happy. I don't care. Yeah, that's the problem. You're writing garbage. Like, you're writing crap that isn't good. You need some sort of unhappiness or rebellion or restlessness or something to make good art. You can't just, the world is a beautiful place and I want to paint flowers. That makes for garbage.
All right, whatever. I'm going to try to be professional.
All right.
Can we move on?
That's you being professional? Yep. I want you to watch the movie, though.
Send me your copy. I'm not paying for anything then.
Okay. Fuck, I don't need it.
Okay, so what the fuck happened? So 2 weeks ago, I think it was, Dave, the producer from The Unwritable Rant,
yes,
sent us one of them cameo things.
Yes.
Chris,
yes.
Hansen.
Yes, from fucking Chris Hansen.
And you you put this article up here.
Yeah. Did you read this at all?
I read, is this your summary or is this?
It's from the article.
Okay, so I can just read this then.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this basically summarizes what I wanted to talk about. So,
all right. It says, 10 years after To Catch a Predator went off the air, its former host, Chris Hansen, is in serious financial trouble. Earlier this week, TMZ reported the 59-year-old TV journalist was arrested for larceny in Connecticut after writing $13,000 worth of bad checks to a local vendor to cover the cost of mugs, T-shirts, and other materials he intended to use as prizes in a Kickstarter campaign to reboot his MSNBC series. The goal was to raise $75,000. He reportedly raised $89,000 courtesy of donors, many of whom later complained on the page that they never received the prizes they've been promised.
Doesn't that push right up against what we were talking about? I said that once you catch a certain amount of pedophiles, you should be set, right? That was my whole premise for the whole thing. And he's out there fucking slanging T-shirts trying to catch more pedophiles just to get his show back on the air.
No, he's not. I just got out of this that he's a fucking crook. So he's out there writing bad checks.
Yeah.
I assume soliciting prostitutes.
Just, you assume that because of all the evidence.
So he's in deep, man. He's in that lifestyle deep. He's spent what, 42 years surrounding himself with the dregs, the shitty people of society.
Right.
Now he's fucking kiting checks and.
I just thought, like, we literally just talked about this and how he should be rich. And then I come across this article talking about how he's in so much fucking financial trouble. To me, that the best part of it was that he's using writing bad checks to buy mugs, like fucking coffee mugs.
It's actually a pretty good scheme. So he asks people for money,
uh-huh,
and says, if you donate this money, you will get this merchandise that doesn't exist.
Right.
Okay. So then he gets that money, $89,000.
Jesus Christ.
Where that money goes.
Blow.
Okay.
Right up his nose.
He gets the $89,000 and then turns around and starts writing hot checks to buy coffee mugs, presumably with his face on it.
Would you buy a coffee mug with Chris Hansen's face on it?
I would now that I've got some respect for him.
More importantly, would anybody buy a coffee mug with my face on it?
To Catch a Redditor.
I like it. Oh my God. The chances of me coming across this article, it was just crazy. Like, the timing was perfect. I guess he really did need that money.
So should we pay him $50? Because we get to write his script. Mm-hmm. and have him say something like, "I'm sorry that I wrote those bad checks."
We should write his apology for him. Sorry. No, let's write an apology for him wearing blackface. I'm sorry that I wore blackface.
Okay, so he is in such a pickle right now that I think it would be a good test of his, I guess, a test of how bad a shape he's in.
Uh-huh.
Because if, you know, now he's got legal fees and all that shit, and he's,
sure,
I'm sure he has to pay restitution for his hot coffee mugs that he's toting around or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So imagine him, like, he's just sitting there not doing anything now except Cameo. That's his full-time gig. And to have a script come across that he's got to say, like, fuck, I can't say this. You know, like, yeah, give me some more checks. I'll write more bad ones or something.
You know what? Fuck you guys. I hate yell at the camera.
I hate the checks and the Turks.
Perfect.
But something that he has to look at it and say, I can't say this, and kick it back. So that, I mean, that's like a drug fiend. Like, you giving him coke and then sprinkle glass in it. And
you know there's glass in here.
That's a bad analogy because I have seen people will take that chance with no problem.
Oh, God, that's horrible. I wonder if that hurts.
I think that's what happened to Artie Lang's nose.
I think I heard that story somewhere. It's fucking nuts, man.
I was at a party once where they were cutting it up on a glass coffee table.
Yeah.
And this was before I had ever actually done coke. Not that I've ever done it now. I don't know what I've said on here, what I haven't. So let's just say that, pretend that I haven't ever done it.
Never.
So it was a buddy of mine, and I was at the party with him, and he was, I was just sitting there like looking at him like, man, what the fuck happened to you? You know, how do you find yourself in this is when I was all high on life and all that bullshit. So I'm sitting there, and somebody had, I don't know what they threw on the table, but it shattered. Oh. So the coke and the glass and everything went on the ground. And like, my thought was, well, party's over, you know, like, and
time to go home.
Everybody just gets on their hands and knees and starts picking out glass and shit. I'm like,
fuck.
I remember him. He's sitting there, and he was right down there with him, and he was sitting there trying to separate the glass from the coke. And all of a sudden he stops and he looks at me and he's like, oh, well, all right, I guess we're going to take off. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about, man? He goes, let's just go, Doug. Let's go. So we start leaving. We get out in the dining room area where there's nobody around. And he goes, look down. And I look down and I'm like, what? He goes, look at my pants. His pants, he had a cuff in his pants.
Yeah.
And a large portion of the coke and broken glass had fallen into that cuff. And he realized it. So he's like, let's go.
Oh, my God. Is that the first night you tried coke?
No, but.
Right out of his cuff?
If by cuff you mean asshole, yes.
I do. I always do.
No, but that is, if I have ever tried coke, it would have been very close to that night.
I
think it went something like, why in the fuck would you even do that? And what's it feel like?
I wonder what that's like.
It's like Dewey Cox or whatever it is.
Yep. I totally forgot about that guy. What's that guy's name?
Dewey Cox?
No. The guy that's always like, you should never do this or whatever.
Kobe Bryant.
Yep. That's who it is.
All right. I don't know why I put this on here.
Uh-huh.
Lesson in pronouns submitted by Outis. Apparently I wanted to play it.
Okay.
That's what we're doing now.
All right. I haven't heard this one.
You haven't?
No.
All right, good. Or you're not missing anything. One of the two.
No in between.
All right, here we go.
All right.
Okay, hold up. He, him, he left his dog with his pal. That makes sense. and she hers, the feminine. She took her power tools. Well, why the fuck would that bitch have power tools? And then they and them is neutral. They are a good friend. No, it'd be he is a good friend or she is a good friend. They, meaning many, cannot be a good friend. And then Z, her, Z likes to brush her teeth. That don't make no damn sense. Feeper, why is neutral spelled with an A? Fee, pet, is per goldfish. Thon-thon, this ain't fucking Star Wars. The fuck is Thon-thon? Thundered all of Thon's dishes. This don't make no fucking sense. This ain't English.
I don't know why I thought that was so funny.
The,
like, funny
the
enough
end
to
was perfect, man. This ain't English.
Do we want to do the WATP thing where we start pulling clips and then use them over and over and over and over again?
Yeah. Okay. Run that shit into the ground.
All right. I'll pull that then.
Damn it. I meant no.
All right. I'm not going to pull that.
All right. I mean, damn it. I meant yes. So we've been talking, this isn't next on the list, but we've been talking back and forth about what we wanted to talk, whether we wanted to bring this up on the show or not. We came to a decision, and then
I don't know what you're talking about.
So you said, do you want to revisit?
Oh, okay.
So I just, I mean, we had decided that we weren't going to,
so I guess this means we are.
I guess. Cause I think we should, we decided that we didn't want to. And then you're like, you came on, you're like, the first thing you said was, I really think we should go back to this.
All right. So I wasn't prepared for this. I've got to get mentally prepared.
All right.
I'm ready. Okay.
Okay.
So just to be clear, if there's any backlash,
It's on
you,
me.
You brought this up.
Right. I take full responsibility.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and play this. I just want everybody to understand that I feel like we shouldn't bring it up, not because of the content, but because I feel like we've already addressed it and we can't do a whole lot more with it. Right.
Right.
So,
which I agree with you. I just can't help it. I just can't help myself.
The only thing is, I think we should have, I guess if I could go back in time and I could change anything in the world, I would have waited a month to do the original bit until right now. That's what I would change. That way.
Yeah, I can see that.
Okay. Right. Hold on. I wasn't ready.
All right.
All right. So I'm going to play this, and I'm assuming then we will just discuss afterwards.
Right.
Okay.
Uncle Randy here. I got a question submitted. Uncle Randy. How do you feel about Joe Rogan saying he might vote for Bernie Sanders? Well, thank you for that dumb question, goddamn. I'll answer it, though, son, because Uncle Randy loves you. I don't feel any way about it. That doesn't affect how I feel about Joe Rogan. I love that motherfucker because he gets shit done. He motivates me, goddamn, and he helps a lot of people. Now listen to me, you can put this in your dick hole and fuck it, goddamn. I don't have time to think about how I feel about how Joe Rogan might vote. And if you do, son, I feel sorry for you, goddamn. Your life must suck big dicks. Listen, you need to be in the weight room, pumping heavy iron, goddamn, and then grilling a big steak. Instead of worrying about who people might vote for, goddamn. I'm with motivated motherfuckers to get shit done, son. And guess what they don't do? Think about how they feel. Uncle Randy lives. What's up? Uncle Randy here. I got a question.
All right. So let's dissect.
No. You can put that in your dick hole and fuck it. Stupidest thing I've ever heard. What does that even mean?
All right.
You put something in your dick hole. How are you going to fuck it?
That's your... So would you been okay with... Here's what I think. I think we bring Uncle Randy on the show and talk to him and figure out what the fuck is going on with him.
Call him up. Let's go.
So what I'm afraid of, here's what I'm afraid of.
Him?
No. I know that he played football. I'm worried that he's got that concussion thing that makes you go fucking stupid. I'm afraid that he's going to go all Chris Benoit on. You don't act like that. No, you don't act like that.
You do. You should be in the weight room and then grilling steaks in the weight room or something.
Let me tell you something, son. You don't worry about Joe Rogan and how he fucking votes. You understand me, God damn it. You should be grilling pork chops and lifting heavy weights, son. I love you. Put that in your fucking butthole and fuck it.
I think you should start doing Uncle Randy videos.
Uncle Doug here with a listener question. Somebody told me the Kevin Smith movie is no good. You don't tell me it's no good.
Yep. I think I found a new bit for you. That's fucking perfect.
And let me tell you another thing.
I think we need to find the most trivial thing you can.
What about a mixture of Uncle Randy and Jerry Seinfeld?
What's the deal with the sesame seeds?
Fucking perfect.
God damn it! Uncle Doug loves you.
Yep.
You were supposed to be the one that was attacking this time, you son of a bitch.
It's all me. Go ahead. You can blame me for all of this. I'm fine. I take full responsibility. That couldn't have worked out any better. That was perfect.
What about the ending where I think he suggested that real men don't feel?
Yeah, exactly. Real men don't worry about their feelings. They just lift weights and eat steaks.
Now quit being a fucking faggot.
So I think now is when we're supposed to have a talk about toxic masculinity.
I got a headache.
Fuck. Just from listening to Uncle Randy or from all the yelling that you're doing? Oh, shit. See, how could we not talk about that? I don't feel no goddamn way about it. What are you yelling about then, man? Why are you if you don't feel anything about it, why are you yelling? Oh, fuck, man. You're going to get beat up. This is going to be great. Just remember, this is for him to communicate with his kid or something.
So like I said, I want him to come on here. I would love to have him come on. I just want to figure out. I want to get to the bottom of this.
You want to know how? There's nothing that he can explain to you on the show that he didn't explain in that video. It's like everything is laid out clearly.
Well, I don't appreciate you trapping me like that.
Sorry. I apologize. I apologize to you and to Uncle Randy.
As soon as you said, you know, I knew the direction you were headed. Like, well, we said we weren't going to talk about it. I'm like, God damn it. I didn't want to do this. Don't make me do this.
Don't make me do it, please. Oh, man. So anyways, check out Married as Fuck. It's a good podcast. Uncle Randy loves you.
Oh, fucking dickhead. I hate going back to the well on shit.
But that was funny. Sometimes there's still funny water left in that well.
Was it? Is it worth this fucking aneurysm that I have?
Yes, to me it is.
All right. You put something else up here. Let's talk about that. It's almost time to get out of here.
Oh, shit. Damn. Time fucking flies.
Do we want to revisit Uncle Randy? I guess that is answered. We can move that over.
Don't ask me about revisiting things. I'm all for it.
You want to talk about the porn?
Always. Do you read this at all?
No.
All right.
Whoa.
Deaf New York man sues adult website over lack of closed captioning. I put this up here, I don't know, 2 weeks ago or whatever, 3 weeks ago, and I think I read it, but I don't remember. But just the headline, fucking a deaf guy suing Pornhub or whatever because they don't close caption their porn videos.
Go ahead. I think I'm on his side on this.
Why?
Have you ever watched porn with it muted?
Yeah, I don't know that I've ever watched porn with sound.
Bullshit.
I gotta be as quiet as possible.
Okay.
No. Yes, I've watched. I mean, yes, I have.
It's different, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. It seems more. For some reason, it seems more creepy to me. It's
okay.
It's like weird.
So who is this? Pornhub? Yeah. So Pornhub is forcing this guy to feel like a creep. They're not giving him the option of yes.
No. Being deaf is forcing him to feel like a creep. You can't sue Mother Nature because you're deaf.
No, but if they had fucking like in parentheses like sloppy sounds yeah,
grunting in American.
Then he would feel less like a creep. They could have prevented that.
I don't agree with you. They could have. You know how much money it would cost to pay somebody to close caption porno videos?
Okay, so realistically, if you're closed captioning anything, mm-hmm. but specifically porn videos, mm-hmm. can't you just randomly type on the keys and put gibberish down? They're not going to know. Yeah. They don't. They can't
they
fact
can't
check
hear.
You. Yeah, they can't fact check you.
I think that we should do that. We should close caption some porn videos. I think I could come up with a pretty cool storyline that nobody would even know if I was right. What the fuck was that?
My fucking phone. Forgot to turn it off.
Awesome.
It was Randy.
It probably was. He's like, I need to be on. I think you should call Laura and ask her what she thinks about captioning porn videos.
Oh, God damn.
Oh, I didn't think you were really
going to. What's up, Uncle Randy?
Yeah.
You always need to have that on the ready. What's up, Uncle Randy here?
All right. Hold, please. I need some hold music or something.
Do, 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 do.
What are you doing?
What?
Hold music.
It's ringing. This is an integral part of the call. You don't do it right.
But then you do it. You do it.
Hello?
Don't panic now, Anthony.
And you're live.
So you had a question, so fucking ask.
Is Laura there? Hi, Laura. You're live with Doug and Anthony from Who's Right. We just had a very important question. We had a debate going, and I figured we need to bring in somebody impartial. So how much porn do you watch a week, Lauren?
A week?
Yeah. Okay, a day.
Mom, you need to turn off this podcast. A couple times a week. Fine.
Did you say a couple times a week?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So do you think that if you were deaf, that you would need closed captioning on your porno movies?
So shouldn't the question have been, do you watch it with or without audio?
Yeah. Okay, fine. Do you watch your porn like with or without audio?
That's half the time.
That's half. It's not half, maybe a quarter, but it's definitely half.
I mean, like, I feel like it's half of what I'm looking for.
Well, that kind of ruins my argument.
Oh, sorry.
So, okay.
Go ahead, Anthony.
So we came across a story that there's a deaf guy in New York that's suing Pornhub, I think, for their lack of closed captioning. Do you think that he has a point? Do you think that Pornhub should closed caption their videos?
No. I mean, how would that be exciting? Like, moaning intensifies? Like, what's the point of the caption?
Well, it's the same point as the,
I don't know. I think maybe if you're deaf. I mean, do you even know what a moan is at that point?
Thank you for that.
Okay, so I have an assignment for you, Laura.
Oh, God. Okay.
The next time that you watch an adult film, I would like you to transcribe what is being said and the sounds. I want you to...
I cannot promise I will get back to you with that. So,
You will get fired as our correspondent if you do not accept this assignment.
Well, now I really don't like ultimatums, so like, maybe.
So maybe. So I'm not talking like the whole fucking thing. Just fucking write something. I won't know the fucking difference. I don't give a shit.
He's deaf. Okay, he doesn't
all right,
know.
All right, fine.
All right. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Good talking to you. Bye.
See ya. So somebody on the chat said, stop calling people. We will not. You can't tell us what to do.
Put your fucking number up there and we'll not call you or something.
Yeah.
All right. Fuck. We're almost done.
I don't know. Are we?
I got such a fucking headache.
Why don't you call Laura and ask if we're almost done?
All right. We got one more story or discussion or whatever. High schooler makes powerful statement after being called faggot one too many times.
Mine doesn't say that. Mine says after being called F star 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 star. Weird.
Fastrit.
In
the hallways of an Indiana U.S. high school, a gay teen was taunted by homophobic students until it got too much. He had to fight back. You're going to think this is a good story with guns and shit at school, right?
Right. He had to fight back.
I don't believe this story, by the way.
Why?
Did you read it?
Yes.
Okay. Donning an LGBT plus pride flag as a cape and a pair of his mother's tights, Jake Steiner soared from study hall to the cafeteria, encouraging classmates to embrace. You believe this shit? This shit don't happen.
He didn't soar.
Soared from study halls to the cafeteria. Dun, dun, dun. Who needs their dick sucked? Encouraging classmates to embrace people for their differences while telling his bullies he refuses to succumb to them. But afterwards, an Eastern Hannock High School threatened to break his neck if it were legal, he told Pink News.
What?
Student called stupid faggot by classmate refuses to submit to bully.
I don't understand how this... What's the heroic act? He just like, I refuse to submit. Ooh, okay. I don't understand this.
Okay, so imagine if you will.
I will.
You are this high school homo.
All right.
You have been taunted and bullied, mm-hmm. beat up, put in lockers, butt fucked, everything.
Wait. All right. Fair enough.
And you decide, okay, are you in that headspace now?
Always.
Now you're going to fight back.
Mm-hmm.
You've had enough.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to succumb to the bullies.
Right. The first thing I think when I'm in that headspace, Mom, I need your tights. That's what I think.
So do you really think that he went and put on a rainbow flag as a cape,
mm-hmm.
and put on a pair of his mom's tights and started running around the school? Do you believe that this happened?
I believe that maybe he put on a pair of his mom's tights and like walked around, but like they make it seem like he was like it's a movie, like he's running around like, I'm not doing this anymore. But it was probably more like, look at that guy. He's dressed like a homo. And he just walked around and like dressed like a homo. And
hey, the gay guy's dressed like a homo again.
So one of these signs that somebody is holding, it says, or no, I'm sorry. They posted it on some social media. It says, okay, we get it. You're fucking gay. You don't need to hold a flag around saying you're gay. It's dumb as fuck. That's exactly how I feel. I could have been in this high school. I feel exactly the same way. We get it, dude. You're gay. Okay. Your whole personality is, I'm gay. Ooh, how interesting.
I don't care about any of that. We've already had that talk, and you know, you make that your whole personality, whatever. I don't believe that this even happened.
Oh, you seriously don't even believe that there's pictures. He's got a flag around his neck and he's, you know,
just because somebody fucking paints their face in makeup and puts a flag around their neck does not mean that he pranced around his school in an act of defiance against the homophobes. And that's the other thing. The other thing, the way this article is written is that if you say, dude, we get it. You're fucking gay.
Yeah. That's hate speech.
That means you're a homophobe.
Exactly. Like, we,
and I don't care.
So it's not even enough to like, I don't care, be gay, whatever. You have to actively appreciate and applaud every time somebody's gay or you're a homophobe. It's so stupid. But I believe that this happened. I believe that there's no way.
You believe that this kid mm-hmm. put on a gay flag mm-hmm. and ran around his school. Like ran, like as the story describes, you believe that?
Pranced from class to class? Maybe. No, I mean, I believe that he put on a gay flag and went about his day. And when people said something, he said, oh, I'm gay and blah, blah, blah. But I don't believe that he just ran around the school like in the movies. Like, school is school. It's not like you got 6 hours in between each class.
Okay, hold on. Okay. As the day, that Friday started out as a good day, Steiner said, who is a senior at the school. As the day progressed, normal acts of hate hit me with my peers calling me words, queer, faggot, and just about any word you can think of. I tried to not let it get to me. As time passed, the usual stress of school life came over me. My anxiety and depression led to me getting to my last class in a bad mood, which is unusual because it's Spanish class and I love Spanish. This is written in such a way that it's like when somebody lies, you know somebody's lying when they start providing details that you didn't ask for. That is a sure sign that somebody is telling you bullshit.
Yeah, it's like a minute-by-minute account of the day, you know? Like,
after the bell dinged and students spilled, and this is also written by a fucking junior high person. After the bell dinged and students spilled out into hallways, Steiner walked to his locker and heard someone call him a stupid faggot on their way past. I don't believe that either. Now,
really?
Here's what I mean. So in this day and age, mm-hmm. if somebody comes out of the closet as being a homosexual, mm-hmm. nobody gives a shit. Like, you don't even get no street cred unless you're going to cut your dick off.
Right.
But just saying that you allow somebody to pound you from the back, nobody cares.
Yeah.
I instantly wanted to cry, he said, and it pushed my mood further south than I wanted. Nobody talks like that. I ranted to my best friend about how it is every day, how every day I feel as if I'm being attacked and how I feel as if I don't belong. Many teachers saw my frustration and tried to calm me down, but I just wanted to go home. That night, I had a realization of why I'm even upset. I deal with it daily, and I decided that I was over the hate. I am proud of who I am. Walking into school felt nerve-wracking, yet still powerful. How am I doing with this? Is it a good dramatic read?
Yes, it's so good.
Steiner began drawing up blueprints for his battle.
Oh, my God.
This sounds like Columbine-ish, don't it?
Yeah, yes.
Steiner acquired 15 propane tanks.
Fits right in with the story.
polling pals on Instagram about whether he should wear a pride-themed outfit, who overwhelmingly voted in favor. Grabbing his mother's leggings, and what is a pride-themed outfit?
I think it's what when you wear the boots and the suspenders.
Like Mork from Ork?
No, like the white pride people wear, like fucking the fucking boot, Doc Martin boots and the suspenders. Oh. It was a joke that went over my own head.
That's how you know it's smart humor.
Yeah, right. It didn't come out the way I planned it in my head.
Underneath the bars of color, he wore a t-shirt that read, "Why be racist, sexist, homophobic, or transphobic when you can just shut up?"
That is the dumbest fucking thing to write on a t-shirt.
I think that's the name of our episode.
that whole long thing?
Yes.
Perfect.
Walking into school, he felt nerve-wracking, yet still very powerful, he explained. Some students showed up with rainbow shirts, socks, and pins to show their support. I also had some negative experiences and people posting negative things about me, stating, "Why? We get it. You're fucking gay. You don't need to wear a flag to show it. It's dumb. And you want to know why everyone is mad?" Whatever.
So you honestly don't believe that? What do you think happened then? Just nothing? This guy just imagined all of this, and then this gay news site just writes about it or makes it up?
Yeah, I'm not doubting that he probably sucked a dick or something at some point. But so, I don't think that he pranced around or ran around his fucking school the way that they're making it sound, like he was Captain Cockface or whatever. Captain Cocksucker.
Perfect. So it's been a long time since I was in high school. Do you remember, were there any openly gay people at your high school?
Yeah, I think two, maybe.
That's what I was going to say. There was maybe one or two that I remember. So was it as bad? Do you think that it was as bad as what people make it out to be? Like every single day was just a fucking battle for them. And, you know, like everybody was calling them faggot every single second.
So I went to a small country school and they were the popular or in with the popular kids.
Sure.
I don't know that they ever once got called faggot.
Yeah. I mean, it's the same. They got called names or whatever, but it wasn't like straight to their face. Like, "Hey, get out of here, you fucking faggot." It was never like that. It was always like, everybody just kind of knew, like, you know, that guy's kind of,
you're going to catch the AIDS.
But nobody really cared that much. Even back when I was in high school, nobody fucking cared. I think that I don't know. Maybe it's worse because I don't live it or whatever. Maybe I don't see it, but they try to make it worse than it really was, I think.
Well, it's probably different experience for somebody. Did you ever get bullied for anything?
Yeah, all the time. I'm a dork. I got bullied for everything all the time.
Kidding? Still get bullied.
Yeah, what the fuck? Yes, in grade school.
No, I'm talking like high school.
Junior high, I guess. No, not in high school, not at all. But in junior high, 7th and 8th grade, I got bullied all the time by every single black kid. They fucking hated me. Because I can't imagine why. I was easy prey. I was like, I was a big dork. I didn't really talk much. I didn't, you know, they could push me around. And I was like, okay, I don't care.
Yeah, but in all fairness to them, you guys did own them, you know. You
you guys. Why is it going to be you guys?
Anytime you bring a black friend home, they see that you got that receipt hung up on your fridge.
On the fridge, we frame that shit.
So we've talked about that in the past, about bullying. I think it's a normal, natural thing. I think it helps.
I'm torn. I mean, I don't know. Sometimes I think it's too much, and sometimes I think some people need it. But I mean, we've had one of our shows dedicated to that, didn't we? Where we talked about bullying. That was like one of our first shows. That was our topic. Don't you remember that?
Yeah, but that was all bullshit.
Yeah, pretty much.
So do you think that there should be a zero tolerance policy on bullying in schools?
No.
So what's next then? Like, because I don't know what's after zero tolerance. Like, some every, tolerance. Wide open.
I don't think there should be a zero tolerance policy on anything, because I think zero tolerance policies are, it's just a way for, well, anything is bullying now. Anytime you say we're not tolerating any of that, well, then it leads to ridiculous things where people aren't allowed to take account of what's going on in the situation. They're just like, doesn't matter what the situation is.
When is bullying okay?
When it's going to help somebody, like Kaya helped you. I don't have specific examples. But
well, you just did. That was a good example.
But I'm talking about even in high school. So if me and my friends are all jack, I grew up in the time when Jackass was like the big thing. So that's what everybody did, was just fuck around with all your friends. That's what friends did. That's how we bonded as males. Other besides, you know, trash talking women. Did we talk about that last week? Sorry. But so is that bullying? If I come up behind my friend with a fucking razor and shave his head real quick, shave a big chunk out of his head, is that fucking bullying?
Okay. When is bullying okay?
Right? I don't have an answer for that. I'm asking you a question.
Okay, so yes, that's bullying.
Then that's okay. Yeah, I'm okay with that bullying. If you're fucking around with your friends and all your friends are, that's how you bond with each other, then yeah, I'm okay with it.
Okay, so what if somebody comes up behind one of your kids and shaves a patch in their head?
Oh, I'm going to be pissed.
Are you going to go to the school?
No, why would I? Well, I mean, unless it was a teacher that did it.
So if somebody fucks with one of your kids, you have two choices.
What?
I guess three choices.
So wait a minute. So if it's just some random fucking asshole coming up, shaving my kids, say, yeah, I'm going to be pissed off and I'm going to go to school. Yes, of course. But if it's my friend or my kid's friend and they're fucking around and he does it back or he does something else.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about somebody at the school who your daughter or son, who are we talking about? Your daughter or son? Bernie.
We'll go with Bernie.
Okay. So if Bernie's at school and somebody comes up and shaves some of his scabs off. And he comes home and he's all pussy and bloody and shit.
Uh huh.
And you know, you're like, what happened? And he goes,
and I get the translator and he says, somebody shaved my scabs. I'm not sure what you're
trying
to
do. Yes. Do you go to the school? Do you do nothing? Or do you do the right thing and go over to his house?
Do the right thing and whoop some kid's ass?
No, you let your kid whip that kid's ass. That's what's supposed to happen.
No, that's stupid.
No, it's not stupid. That's what's supposed to happen.
No, it's not. That's the dumbest thing.
Oh, you go tell on him?
So you want me to drive my kid to some other kid's house so my kid can beat up some other kid?
Yes. That otherwise, your kid is going to keep getting his fucking scabs peeled off.
This is the stupidest conversation.
It is. I truly, I'm not even putting on a shtick. That's how I feel.
I know. That's so stupid, though.
What's stupid is that you go tell on them like a bitch.
So
teach your kids to stand up for themselves, and then you won't have to worry about it once you're gone. Who's going to take them to the fucking principal once you're dead?
My wife does all of that. I ain't taking anybody anywhere.
I ain't going anywhere. Bob's Burgers is on.
I was just
going
to say that. I got Bob's Burgers to watch. Oh, my God.
God, you are such a fucking punk.
So it's a stupid lesson to teach your kid that if somebody does something to you, the correct response is to, you have to initiate
assault
violence.
Them.
Yeah, you have to assault them. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
If somebody assaults you, you either defend yourself or you tell. And mm-hmm. I would choose to defend myself. You choose to tell.
So my son comes home from school. This happened 6 hours ago. So after 6 hours has passed, it is no longer defending yourself. You're at that point, you're defending your honor, which is a stupid thing.
No, you're not defending your honor. You're teaching your kid, do not let people do this to you, because it's going to continue for the rest of your life. You are going to be in a business meeting and somebody's going to come up and shave your head, and right. You're just going to sit there and take it like a little bitch. Don't be like your dad. Let's do a weekend retreat where your kids come spend the fucking weekend with me.
Oh God, no. My kids are not spending any weekend with you ever.
They will come back and they won't even be the same. They will defend themselves and they will.
Yes. You're just making it worse for yourself. They will never be the same. They'll learn to defend themselves.
No. This is for your own good.
No. That's not what I meant.
This is for your own good. Okay. Am I going high or am I going low?
So this should be me telling this. Your daughter is the one that had a dream about me kidnapping her. I'm supposed to be the creepy one here.
All right. Well, you want to wrap this up?
Yeah, might as well.
Okay. So how are we? I guess we'll figure it out now.
What's
so
that?
We decided we're not doing backstories.
Oh, shit. I kind of forgot about that. Yeah.
So lucky. So this is what I feared would happen.
Uh-huh.
I was going to say lucky for us, we don't have very many new patrons.
Uh-huh.
We have two.
Uh-huh.
So it's been a slow week. And we decided that we weren't going to do backstories anymore after the shit show that happened last week. I mean, 2 weeks ago.
Why don't we just have Uncle Randy yell him out?
You think he would?
No, I'm talking about you. You're Uncle Randy.
No. What if that's how we make amends?
We let him yell people's names? Here's our olive branch or olive leaf or whatever the fuck you call it.
Here's our Olive Garden. How do you?
Our Olive Garden. Read these names real quick. And everything will be good. Until you put out another stupid video.
Would it be a mistake if we lead every show with an Uncle Randy video, whatever the most recent video is, and that's just the first thing that we talk about?
Yes, it would be a mistake if we didn't do that also. So I think what we should do is say we're going to do it and then just not do it, just like we do with everything else. I mean, we're going to do it. That's what I meant to say.
All right. So here's what I was thinking.
All right.
Instead of doing some private investigator background,
uh-huh.
What if we just go down the list and give them a sincere thank you for signing up and how much it means to us that they sign up? We've only got two, so if this shits the bed, we'll know next week not to do it.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to go first. I'll do the first one, and then you follow suit with the second.
All right.
All right. Hold on. I want to look at the camera.
Oh, boy. Do we have to?
So I want some sentimental music, okay?
Mm-hmm. Oh, and is that me or are you doing
that? No, I got it.
All right.
Just keep in mind that I've only got one song, so that's what we're going to go with.
Sentimental.
It's all I got. Divine Emperor of Welding Memes. I believe that Mr. Divine is on Instagram because he's always doing super chats, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Dear Mr. Divine, we really appreciate, sincerely, from the bottom of our hearts, appreciate the love and compassion and care that you have shown us by going to patreon.com/who's right. You know, shit, I forgot. Hold on. We're doing a bonus episode on patreon.com/who's right this Sunday at about this time. Mm-hmm. I think that's new for us, right?
Yes. Yeah. So we're going to start doing our bonus shows on Sundays, cutting our recording time a little bit down on Wednesdays.
Don't give all the fucking, don't tell them how the sausage is made. Just fucking agree with me so we can get this piece of shit done.
Yes.
All right. Hold on. Where was I? Yeah. So, Mr. Divine, thank you from the bottom of my heart and Anthony's heart and his, all of his heart.
All my hearts.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Now you do one.
Now you do one.
Ready?
Ready. Val, I'd really like to thank you for why are you turning the music up?
I fucking bumped it. Hold on. You want the same song or a different song?
Same song.
You sure?
I'm sure.
It might be funnier with a different song.
Different song.
Woke up quick at about noon Wednesday. Who's right's gonna go live soon?
All right. I can't concentrate.
All right.
I just want to hear the song. All right, Val. Thank you for going to patreon.com/who'sright and donating. We appreciate everything that you do for us. And if there's anything that we can do for you, let Doug know and he'll take care of it. Thank you.
Anything.
Anything.
All right.
Does it there? So
that was easy.
That was easy. Let me ask you. Does it surprise you as much as it surprises me when we get a female patron?
How do you know Val's a female?
It's a chick's name, dude. Come on.
Val Kilmer?
Chick.
Val Venus?
I don't even know what that means, but chick.
I don't know what that means. It's obvious. Just by the context of the conversation, you can assume that it's a dude somewhere, right?
Yeah, but you said Venus, and in my head, I heard penis, and it took me a second to process it. Who the fuck is Val Venus?
A professional wrestler.
Oh, God. Val, are you a dude or a chick? We'll wait.
All right. Okay, so we've got a couple minutes here. We're gonna wrap this up, right?
Yeah.
And then we're going to jump into our...
Just after show chat?
Yeah, we're going to talk with some of our patrons. Over on Discord. If you want to find our Discord, you can go to whosrightpodcast.com. There's a link somewhere in there that'll take you to our server, or you can, if you follow me on Twitter, it's in my bio.
Right. One more thing before we go.
Damn it.
Oh, were you not done? Go ahead.
No, yeah, I was done. But
share our shit. If you like what we're doing, tell your friends, tell people that aren't your friends, tell your mom, tell your dad. Share our shit, please.
You know, one of the things that pisses me off is, okay, so I should be happy when people write messages that say, hey, you guys are great. Love your show. Keep it up.
Yeah, yeah.
Why don't they just say, hey, I told everybody I know about your show?
Maybe they did, and they just don't feel the need to tell you that. They want to tell you how great you are. Take the compliment.
Would you... You're the one that brought it up, you dick.
I did share our shit, please. Write our name on the bathroom stall or in the elevators or whatever. I don't know. Just share our shit.
Fuck it. Let's just do it here.
All right. What are we doing?
Okay. So this is a sincere request. We have something planned. Mm-hmm. We need you to record. Okay. We always do stupid shit. And we never follow through. This is not one of them.
Right. This is going to be 100% follow through.
We need you to record a 10 to 15 second video of yourself and just telling the camera why you need to listen to Who's Right. We have something big planned.
Yes.
But we need videos from you guys.
Yeah, we need as many videos as we can. It's a promotional thing that we're going to do. We need as many videos from as many different people as possible. It'll help us out a lot.
Just trust us when we say there is a payoff to this and we will use your videos for our gains. Just trust us when we say that.
You can definitely trust that.
Send those to doug.whosrightpodcast@gmail.com. You can find that at whosrightpodcast.com. Kind of contact us. All right.
All right. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.